with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the star of the new movie Wonderstruck, Oakes Fegley. How are you, man?
I'm good, and I'm really happy to be here.
Thanks for taking the time to get here, Oakes. How old are you?
I am 12 years old.
You're 12 years old now. When are you going to be 13?
In about a month, actually.
Oh, wow. So around the holidays, that's fun.
Yeah.
Just get it lumped in all together.
November 11th, so it's like 11-11.
There you go. You're Scorpio then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Libra myself, but I won't hold it against you.
Cool.
Now, I saw you, I think it was last year, or it might have been a little in Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
You did a great job. I love that film.
Thank you.
How was it performing in those scenes? Because obviously they didn't have a real life dragon there. So how did they do it, and how difficult was that for you?
Working on Pete's Dragon was definitely very odd because I had never really worked with green screen before.
Yeah.
But the dragon was all CG, so we did all sorts of green screen stuff, and there was all green screens everywhere, almost every scene. And then there was always a tennis ball on a stick that they would hold up in the air for me to look at as an eye line for me to act with. And it was a little rough because it was like I couldn't really react off of a tennis ball on a stick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be challenging, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you shoot that movie at?
It was all in New Zealand.
In New Zealand? How'd you like it over there?
It was really awesome. We were there for 4 months, and it was just really beautiful. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's where they do all the Lord of the Rings movies and all that. That's great. And you're from where originally?
I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've been there. Is that Lehigh University?
Yeah.
Over there. I actually had a scholarship opportunity to go there and wrestle. Lehigh, I almost went to your hometown. Oh, very cool. So how'd you get into acting, being from Allentown?
In Allentown, I was in a small theater production of A Christmas Carol, and I played Tiny Tim. That was my first role ever, and I was about 5 years old, and I had a lot of fun. And so I've been pretty much doing it ever since, and then I just, small things led to big things, and now here I am.
Did you go to New York first and do some stuff, or come to L.A.?
Allentown is about an hour north of Philly and 90 minutes west of New York, so we were really able to go to New York all the time, so we're up there a lot, and
And then you made the move to LA. Yeah, New York's great, but then you made the move to LA.
No, we didn't. We still live in Allentown.
So. Oh, you still live in Allentown?
Yeah.
So with the agent, did you get in New York?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Our agent is in New York.
Got
manager's
it.
In LA.
Got it. Very cool. So you come to stay there.
Yeah. But we come to LA a lot, so I
like
it
out here.
Yeah, I love it here.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Nice and warm. Are you going to get a chance to check out Universal, or they got you running around?
I hope. I don't know. We're busy.
He's working.
Doing all sorts.
This kid makes me feel like a loser.
He's working. I love it.
All sorts of press stuff.
Yeah, and this new film, it's called Wonderstruck. It's with Julianne Moore, very good actress. What's it about?
It's about two kids in two different time periods, 50 years apart, who are both on a journey to find themselves and find somebody who cares about them. And my character, Ben, loses his hearing after losing his mother, and he's never known his father. So he's living with his aunt, and he decides to, after losing his hearing, go catch a bus from Minnesota, where he lives, and go to New York and try to find his father. And he has small clues onto where his father might be, and then he eventually meets his grandmother, Julianne Moore.
So this is a heavy-duty drama.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. Wow. Wow, that's great. And did you have to read with Julianne Moore before being cast in this? Was that part of the process?
No.
They straight out offered you the part?
I didn't get to meet Julianne Moore until we were on set filming.
Oakes is a stud. Just getting roles handed to him over here. Look at that.
But yeah, she's really nice. And so is Michelle Williams, who plays my mom in the movie. They're both really amazing actresses, and I'm really glad I got to work with them.
Yeah, and you're working with another amazing actor, Robert De Niro, right?
Yeah.
Have you already shot the film?
I did. I filmed it in Atlanta earlier this year. So that was really fun. It was really cool. It was a comedy, actually. Should be coming out in February.
In February of next year. It's entitled The War with Grandpa.
Yeah.
Right? And how was it working with De Niro?
He's such a cool guy. He's very humble, very nice, and just all around awesome.
Was he helpful at all? Did you ask him questions? Was he
Yeah, he would give me tips, and we would kind of just talk and get into character. It was really really fun.
Nice.
Like I said, he's just really awesome.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear.
It was really easy for me to relate to him. He was just really awesome.
How are you balancing school? Do you get to go to a regular public school now? Are you just homeschooled? Or
I do go to school. I go to school back in Allentown. But when I am filming or doing this, they send me work, and I either have a tutor or I just do it while I'm gone. So that's pretty much how I do it. Offset and.
But when you're back in Allentown, you go to regular school.
Yeah, good I go to normal
you.
School, and I just
good for
try
you,
to,
Dad.
I try to have lots of fun.
Yeah. What about social media? Do your parents have rules? Are you on social media?
I am. I'm on Instagram.
You're on Instagram.
I don't really do anything else. I try not to do too much on social media, but I do. I'm on Instagram.
One's good.
Yeah.
Then it's like homework.
Yeah, you know? Otherwise it's like too much. It's like, I can't keep up with it.
Yeah. What about girls? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
My girlfriend?
No.
You're all about work right now.
Yeah. Right now I'm all down to business.
I'll let you. I like this kid. I want this guy. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to work for you one day. What about your brother Winslow? Is Winslow, does he like acting at all? Is that something you want to get into?
Yeah, my brother's been doing some small things, and he's planning on being an actor. I think he's having a lot of fun with it, and he's
how old is Winslow?
Just starting out. He's 8 years old.
All mm-hmm. right. And your sister's not an actress.
She is. She is.
The whole family's in on the
oh, yeah.
Wait, were
everyone
mom and dad
is.
Actors?
Yeah. My mom and dad met while they were doing some production. And then now we're all actors. And my sister's does a lot of theater stuff.
So it's a family affair.
Yeah.
Nice. You remember the production your mom and dad met on?
I don't. I don't know.
What was the production, Dad?
American Stage Festival.
Okay. Look at that. All right. So, well, that's awesome. What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I don't know yet. I haven't.
What are the contenders?
I've been in London, New York, and LA, so I don't really know.
You don't have any contenders?
Not really. I'm still thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you still like to trick or treat, right?
Yeah. Free candy's awesome.
Free candy. Who doesn't love free candy?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Got it.
Current song obsession.
Ooh. That's hard. Ooh. I'm going to say Horses by P&B Rock. I just love that song.
Okay.
It's so fun. It's awesome.
TV guilty pleasure.
Game of Thrones.
Nothing guilty about that, Oaks. That should be
Game
number one priority.
Awesome.
As a 12-year-old, it might be slightly guilty.
By the way, yeah, I'm surprised. Pops right there. There's a lot of, it's very adult fare there.
It's pretty guilty for a 12-year-old.
Then again, you're a professional working actor, so you could be looking at it for research.
It's research. It's all
Thank
research.
You. I'm going to go with that. Just use that one in your back pocket for later.
Yeah.
A dog or a cat guy?
I'm a dog guy. I'm sorry, but I love my dog.
What kind of dog you got?
A Shih Tzu Poodle.
Oh, a schnoodle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they call it Shih-Pu. I don't know.
A Shih-Pu? I like schnoodle better. Schnoodle better.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds adorable. What's your go-to late-night snack?
Cheez-Its.
Okay.
I love Cheez-Its.
Can't go wrong with Cheez-Its. What superpower would you like?
The ability, either super speed or time travel, because either way, that's like just so cool.
Can't go wrong on those either. All right, buddy. Well, Wonderstruck is in theaters right now. You can follow him on Instagram at OFegley.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.